So part one is the foundation. It's so necessary for you to understand some basic tenets of mental and emotional training. For example, let's just take a horse example. If you ride your horse and try to do any kind of advanced performance, it relies on your horse's foundation. It's the same with what goes on in the inside of you. You must have a foundation, a guiding light kind of set of principles that what you do and think and feel are founded on. The foundation is about seven facts that form the foundation of your mental game. So let's get started. Fact number one, it's really all about emotion. When researchers studied at LGE years ago, they discovered that all great athletes had the ability to get into what they called the ideal performance state, which is really also known as the zone. It was about their emotions, and that's what told the story, if they would perform well or not. So they found that all of these great performers could feel calm, confident, excited, energized, but yet really focused and ready to go at the same time. They also did research on their bodies, the brain waves and heart rate, muscle tension, etc., and found that there were very specific patterns associated with this state of IPS. They also learned certain things got you in or out of IPS and changed your body. So there's two bottom lines. Mental training is about training your emotions. You always know exactly how you feel. If you feel good, you have the best chance of riding well because of the positive effects of positive emotions on your body. If you are in a negative state, you absolutely can't ride at your personal highest level. If you've heard this before, bear with me because I think it's so compelling and worthy of really remembering. Training mental skills is about emotion. It's called mental, but again, it's really about how you feel. And I don't say it's about emotion because no one would understand I'm going to take you on an emotional training program. People would think she's going off the deep end again. This is just a little side note for you. The fleur-de-lis that's in the background of your slide is another great representation of the three parts of mind, body, and emotion. And it's also a very special symbol to me as it was a special symbol to Zane. And I was really excited to do this training, and so that's why the fleur-de-lis is in the artwork of this program, mind, body, emotion, and special to me.